Game theory is the branch of mathematics that studies strategies adopted by players who are seeking to optimize their position. This could be in a game of Monopoly, or in the stock market, or in an international arms race with enemy nations. As is often the case in mathematics, very simple situations in game theory can give rise to surprising complexity and to paradoxes. One such paradox involves playing two games, each one of which you are sure to lose, but combining your play in such a way that winning overall is guaranteed. There are many models of such situations, but perhaps the simplest is the following. In game X, you simply lose 1 euro each time you play. Clearly, this is a losing game. If you start with 100 euros, you lose all your money after 100 plays. In game Y, you check how much money you have left. If it is an even amount, you win 3 euros. But if it is an odd amount, you lose 5 euros. It isn't too difficult to see that you will lose overall, regardless of whether the starting amount is odd or even. Again, it will take about 100 plays for you to lose all your initial 100 euros. But consider the following strategy. Start with game Y and alternate with game X. And so you play this sequence of games, Y, X, Y, X, Y, X, and so on. With this strategy, it can be worked out that your initial 100 euros will double after 100 plays. But be careful, starting with 101 euros would leave you penniless after just 34 plays. This phenomenon that losing strategies can be combined to yield a win is known as Parondo's paradox and was discovered in the 1990s by the Spanish physicist Juan Parondo. As with game theory generally, the ideas behind Parondo's paradox have been applied in the study of the stock market, financial risk, population dynamics, and even in evolutionary biology. This mathematical curiosity can tell us a lot about the world around us.